from StephenFollows.com using data to explain the film industry. Does 1 page of a screenplay really equal 1 minute of screen time? If you've spent more than 5 minutes learning about screenwriting, you'll have encountered this rule. Industry rule equals 1 page of screenplay equals 1 minute of screen time. It's one of those pieces of received wisdom that gets repeated so often it starts to feel like a law of physics. Screenwriting books state it as fact. Coverage readers rely on it. Studio executives glance at page counts and mentally convert to runtime. But is it actually true? I first looked at this question back in 2018 when John August reached out to ask me to investigate the rule. Today's research has a substantially larger dataset of 2,520 scripts, and I've been able to dig much deeper into whether the 1 page, 1 minute rule holds up. The formatting of a modern film script is extremely exacting, including predefined margins, layout, headings, capitalization, and font 12.10 pitch courier. The key elements are scene heading setting out where the upcoming scene takes place, and sometimes a time of day/night. INT is used for interior scenes and EXT for exterior. Action descriptions of what is happening in the scene, how the characters are moving, and anything else the reader/viewer needs to know which is not contained in the dialogue. Character, the name of the character who is about to speak. Dialogue, the words the character is speaking. Parentheticals, a few words in brackets between the character and dialogue, giving guidance on how the line is to be spoken. Writers are normally advised to keep these to a minimum and only to use them when vital to understanding, such as sarcastically or to the dog. There are other elements and formatting rules, but I'm focusing on those that affect our investigation of the 1 minute per page rule. For this study, I gathered screenplay PDFs for 2,520 feature films and matched them against the film's actual theatrical runtime from IMDb. To measure how well the 1 page, 1 minute rule works, I calculated a simple ratio of pages to runtime in minutes. Perfect adherence to the rule would yield a ratio of 1. A ratio above 1 means the script had more pages than the film had minutes, i.e. the script ran long, and a value below 1 means the script was shorter than the film. Across all scripts, the average ratio is 1.1, meaning that the typical screenplay has about 9% more pages than the film's runtime in minutes. 1 page does not equal 1 minute, it equals about 55 seconds. This is a much bigger deal than it might seem at first. There are a number of problems with using this rule in a real-world setting, including, it doesn't work for 4 out of 5 scripts. Screenplays are normally longer than movies. Different genres have very different screenplays. The rule falls apart for long and short scripts. It's designed for Hollywood, where it's least effective. Taking end crawl credits into account makes it worse. To put this another way, if you write a 120-page screenplay and assume it will produce a 120-minute film, there's roughly a 4 in 5 chance you'll be wrong by more than 6 minutes in either direction. Even if the rule was true, it wouldn't withstand the uncertainty of the journey from page to SE. Regen. The median script is 119 pages long and produces a 108-minute film. That's 11 extra pages, or roughly 10 minutes of overshoot if you took the 1 page, 1 minute rule at face value. No. Let's go through each one in turn. Only 18.2% of scripts have a ratio between 0.95 and 1.05. A film will go through a number of stages between the first draft and the final movie. The list below is not a strict chronology but more of an example of the many phases that can shape a film's contents. The writers create multiple drafts of the script. Directors, producers, studios, and sometimes powerful actors will suggest changes. Changes will be made to accommodate the budget, schedule, locations, weather, and force majeure. The actors and director will work together to craft a performance, sometimes changing the lines. The editor will edit the final scenes from what was shot. A final cut can be affected by the requirements of censors, exhibitors, airlines, and broadcasters. Each film will have a unique set of factors affecting the final running time. Very few are predictable at the script stage. The scatter plot below shows each script as a point, with page count on the horizontal axis and runtime on the vertical. If the 1 page, 1 minute rule held perfectly, every point would fall on the diagonal line. The individual variance between projects is large, as the scatter plot below illustrates. If the rule were useful, we would want the vast majority of dots to be on the dotted line. Not all genres have the same relationship between page count and runtime, to quite a large degree. Musicals and war films are the only ones with a ratio under 1.09 for musicals and 0.99 for war films. This makes sense, as musical numbers eat up screen time without requiring much script space. A direction line like Sarah performs the number can cover 4 minutes of screen time, while war films tend toward long, dialogue-light action sequences. At the other end, comedy comes in highest at 1.15. The reason that comedy scripts tend to run about 15% over on pages relative to runtime is that they rely on dialogue to a greater extent than any other genre. A rapid-fire exchange between two characters can fill a page in seconds of actual screen time, and physical comedy happens faster than they read. The data reveals that the one-page, one-minute rule works best for action-heavy, visually-driven genres and worst for dialogue-heavy ones. If you're writing a comedy, you might want to think of it as one page equals about 52 seconds. As a side note, I love how the genres are arranged along the spectrum from visual storytelling to verbal storytelling. Genres that trust the camera to tell the story have lower ratios, whereas genres that rely on words have higher ones. Shorter scripts tend to produce more screen time per page, while longer scripts tend to have more excess pages. Short scripts 60-89 pages have a median ratio of just 0.798. These scripts consistently produce films longer than their page counts would predict. A 75-page script in this bracket typically produces a 94-minute film. Scripts in the 90-109-page range come in at 1.0, i.e. nearly perfect, and right on the money. The 110-130 page range, the Goldilocks zone that most studios aim for, has a ratio of 1.093, meaning these scripts average about 9% more pages per minute. And scripts of 151 plus pages have a median ratio of 1.361, roughly a third more pages than minutes of runtime. Longer scripts tend to be dialogue-heavy dramas, character pieces, which we've already seen pushes the ratio up. They're also more likely to undergo significant cutting in post-production, so a 160-page script was probably always going to lose material. And there's likely a formatting effect in which writers who write long may also tend toward more verbose scene descriptions. So if you're writing a lean, sub-100-page script, don't assume it will produce an equally lean film. You've probably got more screen time in there than the page count suggests. Conversely, if you've written 150 pages, the film will almost certainly come in at well under 150 minutes. When I hear about the rule, I almost never hear anyone take into account that there is no single global paper size. In Hollywood, scripts are formatted on US letter paper, but much of the world uses A4 paper, which is slightly narrower and slightly taller than letter. A4 allows for fewer characters per line but more lines per page, resulting in different page counts for identical content. The data I have shown you thus far was only those scripts on US letter. I also looked at a smaller subset of 351 scripts formatted on A4, where the final ratio was 1.02, much closer to the 1.0 ratio the rule promotes. The median A4 script is 110 pages, compared to 119.